Hello and welcome. This is the first episode of the Himanshu Arora Show. And as I had promised, today I'm going to take you all through a model that you can apply on your life of how to get motivated, be motivated for the rest of your lives, and be successful at whatever you want to succeed at. So basically, it's something which I have made myself through my own experiences, my own observations, and whosoever feels like they want to do good things or big things or great things with their lives, this is something that will benefit you. So if that excites you, let's go into it. So the ideas I'm about to elaborate now are basically a cocktail of different insights that I've compiled from various sources. But I have come to a conclusion that the specific ingredients that I'm about to mention in this podcast are the right set of ingredients required to get the taste of achievement. Okay. So first, taking a note from one of my favorite books actually, which is called The 5 AM Club, written by Robin Sharma. And he talks about the 3-step success formula. So before in fact getting into it, I want to lay out for you all how this particular episode is going to be like. At the end of this episode, there is an aha moment for you. So all of these things that I'm going to tell you are just going to be stepping stones to reach to that aha moment. So there will be a build up. Okay. At first, it may seem a little complex. At first, it may seem a little hypothetical or technical or more complicated than it has to be. But everything which I will speak from here onwards, every concept which I will lay out in front of you, it will be like a stepping stone to reach to that final aha moment. Okay. Just wanted to clarify that before getting into it. So, 5 AM Club, Robin Sharma, the 3-step success formula. Robin writes, better daily awareness leads to better daily choices, which lead to better daily results. Okay, I'll say that again. Better daily awareness leads to better daily choices, which lead to better daily results. He further says, the beginning of transformation is the increase of perception. As you see more, you can materialize more. And once you know better, you can achieve bigger. The great women and men of the world, the ones responsible for the magical symphonies, the beautiful movements in the world, the advancements of science and the progress of technology, started by re-engineering their thinking and reinventing their awareness. And in so doing, they entered a secret universe that the majority could not even perceive. And this, in turn, allowed them to make the daily choices few choose to make, which automatically delivered the daily results few get to experience. Right? Now you may ask, what does this daily awareness or the increase of perception even mean? Fair question, and I'm going to lay it out to you in basic simple terms. So basically this means a profound and innate understanding of your own potential, the real opportunities that lie in front of you, and the limited time you have left in this life. So I'll say that again. This is basically a combination of 3 realizations. Firstly, a very profound understanding of your potential, what you are capable of really, not what you think you're capable of, but in a very objective way, what a human being is capable of if he or she really tries. So very profound understanding of your own potential. Secondly, the real and actual opportunities that lie in front of you. This means having an abundance mindset. understanding that the world is yours for the taking if you really want to go ahead and take it. There are opportunities outside which you may or may not be aware of, but thousands of people, millions of people are actually grabbing those opportunities and obtaining that benefit for them. So having a real realization of the opportunities that lie in the world in front of you. And the third realization is knowing that you have limited time in this life. A sense of urgency. Right? And having these three realizations on a daily basis. That's what daily awareness means. It's that kind of a truth that which if you knew, you would automatically take action. No question about it. It's like, I'll take an example. If you were just standing and there was a $100 bill or a rupee 2000 note just floating by in the air, would you automatically grab it without thinking it? Of course, if you knew that it's not somebody else's and you're not stealing. But yeah, if just a 2000 rupee note is just flying by in the air and you know it doesn't belong to anybody else, wouldn't you automatically just grab it? If something is perceived as important, urgent, as well as within your grasp, no doubt you will go for it. If it is perceived as something pleasurable, you will do it all the more. So, the idea is, if you have better daily awareness of your potential to transform your life, as well as the urgency to, you will inevitably make better daily choices that would lead to better daily results. Right? Now, if the above is pretty clear to you, now you need to understand the next concept, which is called day stacking. Okay? Now, bear with me. An average life is basically made up of some roughly 25,000 todays. You understand what today means? Today means the day that you're living your life in. And if you really look at it, every day is today. Tomorrow and yesterday are just basically things in your mind, conceptualizations. But you, as a first-hand experience, you always only and only get to experience today. Nothing else. And if you really look at the average lifespan of a human being, it would be roughly made up of some 25,000 todays. Okay? So, for example, a 30-year-old person like me, there are some 15,000 todays still left for me. I've already lived out 10,000 todays of my life already before recording this particular podcast. But anyway, every today is a microcosm of your real life. And that's no joke. And this can be daunting, but within this insight lies the most potent personal transformation idea that exists. If you want to improve your life, you have to start by improving your days. And in a very real and practical sense. No airy-fairy, rah-rah bullshit. Own your day, own your life. I'll again go back to the book that I was mentioning by Robin Sharma. And he writes in that book that remember that each of your prized days represent your precious life in miniature. As you live each day, so you craft your life. We all are so focused on pursuing our futures that we generally ignore the exceedingly important value of a single day. And yet, what we are doing today is creating our future. So what you need to do pretty much to guarantee a hugely successful and splendidly meaningful life is own the day. Make those 1% course corrections and improvements over each 24-hour allotment that you receive. And these days will slip into your weeks, and your weeks will slip into months, and your months will slip into your years. The main point is, take your days very seriously. Concentrate monomaniacally on creating great days and they will stack into a gorgeous life. So if you have got these points so far, you understand that better daily awareness leads to better daily choices, which lead to better daily results. And better daily results will stack up into a transformed life. You can see that this all works like clockwork, right? Better daily awareness of those three things which I told you, your innate ability to do great things, the opportunities that lie in front of you, as well as the time shortage, the urgency. You are aware of those three concepts on a daily basis, so you make better daily choices of the actions that you have to take. And obviously, if you take the right choices, make the right choices, take the right actions, you will get better daily results. And if you keep doing this more or less on a daily basis, continuously making those 1% corrections, then your good days will stack up. And when you look back to the last week, to the last month, to the last year, you will realize that I've literally lived a great life over that last whatever period of time. So that's how I mean that it all works like clockwork. Okay. But now the question comes, okay, this is all fine, this is a good theory, I get it. But how to cultivate that better daily awareness? Since that seems to be the first step of this all, right? How to really cultivate that? I mean, I got that I need to have it, but how to really get it? How to get that sort of perception or awareness? And there could be many answers to that question. If you go to the internet, you can keep on looking at different suggestions and solutions till the world comes to an end. In fact, as per Robin, whose book that we were quoting so far, his answer is to install a rock-solid morning routine, basically, which starts at 5 a.m., hence the name of the book, 5 a.m. Club. While I agree that morning routines are essential, I am going to simply mention the two things that unfailingly work for me and my life. And then I'm going to, from there onwards, strike a parallel or strike a metaphor for what can work for your lives as well. So the two things which I've noticed which unfailingly work for me for building that daily sort of an awareness is, number one, having had a full night of good deep sleep. When I say full night, I mean at least 7 to 8 hours. And number two, having conversations with achievers. And when I say achievers, what I mean is other people who are going hard at accomplishing big things in their lives. Okay? Doing these two activities, I have consistently seen an immediate and significant impact on my awareness of the possibility of life and my potential to seize that opportunity. I am immediately fired up and inspired as a result of the above two interventions. And that works like clockwork for me. Now, I'll strike that parallel of how this makes sense in your life. Because you might say that I already sleep for 8 hours and I already have a lot of achievers in my life. Nothing happens for me. Or you might say that, oh no, I can't sleep for 8 hours. I have a job, I have this, I have that. Or some of you might say, no, I sleep for 12 hours every day and nothing changes. So basically, I'll break it down what these two things mean in a general context, which can be applied by you as well. So there is a pretty good reason for the above two things to be true, and hear me out. Firstly, having a fit body and a healthy brain does have an impact on your mental clarity and general mood and focus. And being in the rested state is the necessary condition for creativity and imagination to flourish. Sleep just happens to be one of the pieces in the health puzzle, but it's the one that particularly works most significantly for me. If I have to take it for the next level, I have seen similar improvements to my daily awareness when I've had a regular practice of healthy eating, nutritional food, as well as exercising and going to the gym. The only difference that I've seen is that results start showing after I've run the routine for some amount of time, maybe a few weeks or so. But it does have an impact on the way I see life. And I start seeing life in a different way, through a lens of possibility. Okay, so what I mean is, the first point is having a fit body and a healthy brain. Now, what are the pillars of having a fit body and a healthy brain? First of all, of course, it is good nutrition, balanced nutrition. I don't even mean just going on diets, but having a healthy routine of eating nutritious, organic foods. And having that routine which you follow every day, not just maybe 4 days out of a week and then on the weekends you go crazy. So obviously it is diet, nutrition, it is exercise, whether you like going to the gym or you like to swim or you like to kickbox or you like to dance or you like to play basketball, whatever it is, being physically active. Third one, of course, is sleep, which I mentioned is particularly significant for me. Fourth one is relaxation. When I say relaxation, I don't mean just sitting back on the sofa and watching TV. What I mean is, in our regular course of lives, going to the workplace, doing whatever you need to do, your body accumulates a lot of physical and mental stress. And there's nothing wrong with that stress. But you need to know how to de-stress and how to recover from all of that things that your body and mind went through. So that's what I mean by relaxation. That could mean a long walk in the park, that could mean meditation, that could mean getting a massage, but active recovery as opposed to passive recovery. That's what I meant by relaxation. And finally, a very key piece of the puzzle of health, which a lot of people need to hear, is staying away from the obvious toxins and things that basically pollute your body in real time, which means like smoking and so on and so forth. Don't do anything stupid, number one. And then I already spoke about having a fit body and healthy brain. The second thing, which was my point on having deep conversations with achievers, is of course a testament to the old adage, you are the average of the 5 people you spend most time with. I'm sure you must have heard this line in different variations all throughout your life. You become who you surround yourself with, right? I don't know for what reason, but countless of books and research and anecdotes have proven and demonstrated that being in the presence of other people who are successful makes you successful. They don't even have to be in the same industry or be trying to achieve the same thing as you. They just need to be driven and to be getting results. Success begets success. So the insight here is, surround yourself with people who inspire you and who push you to become more and take actions which maybe you by yourself are not able to. Okay? Anyway. So if till now you have clearly understood the monumental significance of better daily awareness and day stacking, and you're clear that managing your health as well as your circle and your conversations can greatly impact the quality of your daily awareness, you are now ready to listen to the most elite level insight I have thus far on the topic of motivation and achievement. Let me just say that this is the aha moment that I was talking about before I began this particular segment. Okay, so brace yourselves. This insight relates to momentum and inertia. I'm sure you understand what momentum means. Basically, if you throw a ball out in the air or out on the ground, or you throw it down a slope, it will keep on going because it keeps on building momentum. Okay, inertia is basically the opposite of that. Inertia is the force, the opposite force that is acting on that ball to making it stop. And in human terms, in our sociological terms, what that means is, whenever we are not in momentum, we are basically, it is harder to start again because we are in inertia. These are concepts in physics, but equally apply to our lives. Anyway, the success in life is all about momentum. You want to achieve something big, start small, get small wins, and that will propel you to take further action, thus setting the stage for bigger wins. And before you realize it, you'd be riding a wave where taking action is easier than not taking action, and you're just in flow. Things become simpler, decisions become easier, energy becomes available, and you make massive gains and progress. And all of this will continue, of course, until you stop. And the moment you stop, the inertia sets in. And then you will suddenly feel sluggish, you will start seeing all the reasons why it won't work, your focus goes towards your weaknesses, and starting again becomes hard. Most importantly, your worldview or your occurring, the way you're seeing the world, the lens through which you're seeing it, that starts to change. You feel that the whole idea of trying to succeed was stupid or far-fetched. You feel all kinds of bad. Okay? So, what I explained just now was, when you're in momentum of taking action, you see the world differently. You suddenly wear some different lenses in which everything becomes easy, it starts to click. And suddenly when you're in inertia, then again the whole worldview changes. As if you've switched your eyeglasses lenses and now everything you can see has a different color to it. And now you can see that, oh, nothing will work, how this will work. It just seems stupid to even try. Depending on what kind of person you are, you can experience momentum and inertia for varying lengths of time. Some people ride the wave of momentum for weeks or months and fall back into inertia only a couple of times a year. However, somebody like me, I find myself going through momentum and inertia multiple times throughout every single day. And the most important insight that I have is that my worldview changes in accordance with which phase I am in. The problem is that whenever I am in inertia, not only am I held down by the natural forces of inertia, but I also see the world in a way that suggests that there's no way I can succeed in my goals even if I tried. And that's where most of us get stuck. That's where we are in a funk. We feel that, you know, something is wrong in life. If you feel that something is wrong in life, that's where you are. You're stuck in inertia. And you can't even see a way out of this situation. But the reality is that every thought that you get, every fear, every doubt, every conclusion about your impotence, every thought that you get while you're out of momentum and not in action-taking mode is unreal and is a lie. It is not representative of the true issue at hand. It's just the chatter of the mind. It's where your psyche goes when it's feeling most uncomfortable. It's actually a safe space. It's untrue. The thing that you must tell yourself is, I'm in inertia, I'm not in momentum. None of the things that I'm feeling or thinking or viewing the world as, none of it is true. It's just the lens that comes with being in inertia. The moment you can tell yourself that, the moment you can realize that this is how the world looks when you're in inertia. Doesn't matter, you're young, you're old, you're male, you're female, you're in India, you're in America, whatever. Anybody, when they're in inertia, that's how the world looks to them. As if nothing is possible, there's no sense in even trying, it just would not work. It just comes with being in inertia. The moment you can realize that, acknowledge that, accept that, tell that to yourself, then you can think about how to get out of that state. Now, the best way that I have found to reboot when I am in inertia, and as simple as that may sound, is to break state. Now, this is not my own concept. I've borrowed it from several people. You might even ask, what does break state mean? It basically means that just radically and often violently changing the state that you are in, physical state and or mental state, and just forcing yourself to begin working on the task that is in front of you. Okay, there are some people who follow the practice of loudly saying 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then they just start. They can't think anymore, they can't ponder anymore, they just begin on whatever task is there in front of them, and that works for a lot of people. Many people have a 3-second rule, that the moment their mind gets an idea of something to do and it is appropriate to do in the moment, they can only wait for 3 seconds before starting. Okay, and that works for people. But honestly, starting is the only thing that requires any energy. Because when you have begun, you will soon find yourself riding the wave of momentum. And then the moment you are in momentum, your worldview will suddenly change and you will go in flow. And then it will start feeling effortless. And then you will start feeling, oh, this is happening. Oh, this is easy. And why didn't I do this before? So there's a whole flow which comes into place as soon as you're in momentum. And I've seen this pattern repeat so many times that I've come to understand that there's nothing like potential or lack thereof in people. It's only how much time of your day and of your life you can spend in the flow of momentum. And that's what determines success. The hours you were able to put in. Nothing else. And this actually puts all of us into the same position and same level in the race of life. Because hard work beats talent every time talent is not working hard. Okay? It's as simple as that. This also means, by the way, that all the downer feelings that you get when you're not working or you're in so-called inertia, all those feelings are meaningless because they're not real. They just come along with the package called inertia. They don't mean anything. You need not attach any significance to those constant bouts of self-doubt, fear, guilt, shame, etc. You just need to snap yourself out of it by breaking state 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and get back to work, where you will find momentum. And if you can find enough momentum, then your results will snowball into something larger than you could ever imagine. So, in the end of this slightly long monologue of different concepts and different insights and kind of stacking it all together, it's quite simple. If you wish to have a great life, you need to stack up great days. And great days are the result of right daily choices, actions, which naturally follow better daily awareness. And in order to make sure that you're in touch of or aware of your potential and the shortness of life daily, you must basically take care of your physical health, your mental health, as well as strike conversations with others who are on the same inspired path as you, and surrounding yourself with them, the so-called achievers. And with the above insights as context, you need to follow the simple method of breaking inertia 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and finding momentum to actually follow through on your actions. This plus some luck should do the trick. So there you go, guys. I mean, this was more of a generic and philosophical model. I did not speak about how to achieve any specific XYZ thing. But then the whole point was, no matter what you're trying to achieve and what is the level of your motivation, these insights are something that can really help you if you are willing to install them in your life. So listen to this podcast or episode as much as you want, as many times as you want. Take notes, because I agree and I admit that this was a little more technical in nature and there were quite many complex things which I threw at you. So definitely take a few notes. Use what makes sense for you, discard what doesn't make sense for you, and add what is uniquely your own and which works in your own life. And definitely try to apply before you make your judgments. So with that, I would like to wrap today's episode. If you liked the ideas that I'm sharing, or you liked my delivery, I'm going to continue to keep making similar episodes which will revolve around how to improve as a person, what are some key important things to know about yourself, about your psychology, other people's psychology, so on and so forth. So stay tuned for the next episode. This is Himanshu, your host for the Himanshu Arora Show. Keep learning, keep growing. Bye-bye.